The 17 UAF students came up with their recommendations after studying Anchorage's climate action plan, along with those from four other Western U.S. and Canadian cities. Their instructor says the students were impressed by the plan's ambitious goals, like Vancouver, B.C.'s objective set in 2011 to reduce the number of vehicles on the city's roadways through greater use of public transit, bicycles, and pedestrian-friendly urban design.
They reduced it 50% by 2014. And then they're continuing to reduce it further.
Associate Professor of Resource Planning Susan Todd says her students also learned the importance of bold proposals, like San Francisco's 1990 goal to cut back on the amount of solid waste going into the area's landfills.
They reduced their waste stream to the landfill by 80% by 2010. That just blew us away.
Student Casey Cassort is entering her third year as a natural resources management major. She says the class project helped her understand that in order to get people to back those bold proposals, they must come with a timetable with milestones to ensure progress toward meeting the goal.
The things that work are things that are lofty, but they're measurable and they're time fixed. So when they're writing these goals and these plans, we don't just think, well, we need to reduce emissions. We think we need to reduce emissions by how much, by when.
Talia Souza is going into her fourth year as a natural resources management major. She says building public support early on for a climate action plan is essential.
That's something we saw lacking in a lot of the plans that we looked at was public engagement. Planners make these great plans, they think they have all these great ideas, and then they put it out to the public and they get rejected. Just torn apart.
Souza says that's at the top of the list of recommendations the students submitted to borough officials during Wednesday's Sustainability Commission meeting.
One of our biggest recommendations to Fairbanks was, you know, involve people from the beginning and involve them in your planning process. Don't just make a plan and try to shove it down their throats.
The students say their recommendations are strictly nonpartisan and intended for Fairbanks area officials who want to put together a local plan in response to a global problem. But environmental advocate and commission member Jimmy Fox says the recommendations also would alleviate the local problem of health-threatening air pollution that sets in on cold winter days.
Also the same solutions to saving money, creating jobs, having cleaner air.
Fox says a local climate plan would include, for example, energy efficiency recommendations like adding insulation to buildings, which would reduce the amount of heating that's needed and in turn would save money and help clear the air.
If you weatherize your home in North Pole, the last time this was done, on average, a homeowner saved $2,500 a year on their heating bills.
Borough spokesperson Lanine Livingston said Wednesday that Mayor Bryce Ward is very interested in the UAF students' recommendations. She says they've already contacted him and emailed their findings on climate change strategies from other cities that might work here. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.